Starting the 3 o'clock hour, a little bit late, and we are now less than 40, well, about 45 minutes away from cuts being official in the NFL. And again, then there's like a half hour period where some secondary people may get cut from a roster because someone becomes available. So we're keeping an eye out. Rondae Gadsden's going to join us this hour. Fred Taylor was excellent. We should probably have him on more often. Someone texted in, now we see why the pivot is successful. We wonder if Fred gets tired of carrying Crowder. Yeah, man, that's a heavy load to carry, man.
Man, that's my airport husband.
Your boo.
Man, that's boo cakes, man. They'll walk him through the terminal to the gate, and we get on before everybody else gets on.
Good to be Fred. I always wonder, like, if I'm flying first class and I'm boarding in group one and I get on the plane and there's already somebody sitting there and I'm like, how did this person get on the plane? I'm group one. Now I know.
Oh, it's Fred Taylor. That's concierge key. He has these things connected to his book bag. They're like little metal American Express cards and all connect to his book bag. He gets treated like he runs the airport, and I just follow behind him. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Man, I got to get that kind of status.
And I was telling Solana, if I do get in first class with him, sometimes I do, I try my best to sit behind him, and I kick his chair. I take my shoes off. I just mess with him the whole time. He gets so mad.
I would massage his feet. For that kind of hookup, man, I would massage his feet.
No, man, Hawk, it's the locker room again. No, appreciate you, Fred, but I'm about to pour water all over your neck the whole flight.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Solana, give us a little update here on what's going on in the world of NFL cuts and the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, sir. So I'm just reading from David Fiorenez. I know Joe Shad put together a long list of guys he did see at Dolphins practice today, guys he did not see at Miami Dolphins practice today. We read you some of the players who were reportedly cut earlier today. We're less than an hour away, 45 minutes away from the official 4 p.m. deadline. Eric Ezukama, Theo Weiss, the two wide receivers who have reportedly been cut, and another edge rusher, linebacker added to the list, Mo Kamara, Dolphins fifth-round draft pick from a season ago. That one's kind of surprising. So your only edge rushers right now in that unit, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, of course, Matthew Judon, who the Dolphins signed a little less than a month ago, and Cam Good. That appears to be that unit pretty much locked up there. And I did see David Fiorenez tweet out that Cam Smith was not seen at Dolphins practice today. Again, that doesn't mean officially he's been cut. We'll find out in a little bit, but clearly noteworthy that he wasn't at practice.
I saw someone tweet out somewhere that, was it Spencer Rattler was named the Saints starting quarterback?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah. And who was there? What was the guy's name? Shaw?
The young boy.
Tyler Shaw.
You're talking about their backup, right?
I'm talking about the guy who was competing for the starting job, the draft pick.
Yeah, Tyler Shaw or Shaw. Yeah. Remember last year they started like 4-0 or 3-0, and they beat a couple good teams with Spencer Rattler. And everybody was like, oh, watch out for the Saints, Chris Olave. And then it kind of
petered
out. Didn't go their way the rest of the year.
Petered out. I know a thing or two about this.
Adam Schefter
just tweeted out, the Browns have released veteran kicker Dustin Hopkins.
There we go. We got action, Jack.
Might have a bidding war for Riley Patterson.
The other big NFL news regarding quarterbacks, I know we mentioned it, but the Browns yesterday traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders. So Joe Flacco will be the starter in Cleveland at the very least for week one. And QBs 2 and 3 on the depth chart, Dylan Gabriel, third round pick, and Shedeur Sanders, fifth round pick.
Told y'all. It's the same thing with OG. You cannot cut a draft pick the year he gets drafted. It's you can't do it because that's the GM saying that I don't know what I'm looking at. You can't cut a draft pick the first year.
Stop jinxing everything, man. Just stop. You can't wait 30, 45 minutes.
No, Hulk. No, I'm not. There's no such thing as a jinx.
Oh, there's a jinx. I've watched sports long enough. There's a jinx.
I'm telling you facts.
You don't jinx the gambling gods. You don't jinx the sports gods. Don't no jinxing.
Remember Austin Spittler and Ed Miles?
Mm-hmm.
They make the team, and everyone in the world knew they couldn't play in the NFL, but they drafted them, and they have to make the team. All draft picks make the team year one.
Not true. I bet I can find myriad examples.
They were on heroin.
Seventh round picks get cut, Crowder. Seventh and seventh rounders often get cut, and the expectation is they'll just be on the practice squad. But those guys typically get cut, and if they're not picked up elsewhere, a quarterback, right, like Quinn Ewers or Skylar Thompson, they just end up on the team's practice squad.
Yeah, GMs have egos too.
It's true, but I don't jinx the gambling gods. I don't jinx the sports gods. Not when it comes to my friends. You want to play all willy-nilly with our friend and his son? Go right ahead. I'm not playing that game.
He's 6'5", 240. He had two 900-yard seasons at tight end at Syracuse.
You're not saying anything I don't know.
He's not getting cut.
Okay, keep saying it. Keep speaking the jinx into existence. And we know who we're going to point at when it happens.
I need 10% of his contract.
Get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Big news today for the Miami Dolphins is that they did add to their cornerback unit. They gave Rasul Douglas, former Bills defensive back, a one-year deal.
By the way, did you see Xavier Restrepo was released by the Titans?
Yeah.
The thought is he's going on the practice squad, but unless a team claims him.
He didn't get drafted. He's not a hot commodity.
And Damian Martinez, who was the Canes running back a season ago, he had transferred. He too was waived today by the Seattle Seahawks. He was a seventh round draft pick.
This is what Barry Jackson wrote this about Rasul Douglas. The Dolphins augmented one of the league's least accomplished cornerback units on Tuesday by agreeing to terms with veteran Rasul Douglas, who has 19 interceptions and 80 starts over 9 seasons. The deal was not announced, but confirmed by a league source. Miami made 2 previous offers to Douglas that were rejected, one in early May, another before training camp. This offer for 1 year and $3 million was nearly identical to previous offers. Douglas will turn 31 on Friday, visited the Dolphins and Seattle earlier this offseason. Douglas, 6'2", started 15 games for the Bills last season, but allowed 72% of passes thrown in his area to be caught, with a poor 122 passer rating in his coverage area. He missed 2 late season games with a back injury, but he was very good in 2023 for Green Bay and Buffalo, producing 5 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries, 1 sack, and a career-high 2 touchdowns in 16 games and 15 starts, despite playing part of the season with a torn MCL. Pro Football Focus rated him 12th among all cornerbacks that season. Rasul Douglas split that 2023 season between 2 teams. On Halloween that year, Green Bay traded Douglas, a 5th-round pick, to Buffalo for a 3rd-round pick. The trade happened 19 months after the Packers gave him a 3-year, $21 million extension. The Dolphins hope Rasul Douglas resembles the 2023 player more than the 2024 version.
I like it. I like a veteran corner. This is what you get after camp. You get old guys or you get unproven guys. Because right. Anybody
guys have had an off season or two, and they're trying to reclaim something of what they were.
anybody young in their prime that's balling is now getting ready for the season. So you're going to get an old guy that has to prove he can still play or an unproven guy that proves he can play. But I like them adding anybody because I don't like Storm Duck walking off on number one receivers all season.
But I do subscribe to the forget about 2024 notion and only worry about what happened in 2023 because that's my entire mantra for the Dolphins, and Rasul Douglas fits that mantra.
You like to go into a coma.
Well,
just wake up.
There's a season I didn't like. I'm pretending like it doesn't exist.
What year is it? 2025. Oh, thank you so much.
We also found out yesterday that Jalen Wright will miss week one. He won't be suiting up week one for the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, Ollie Gordon, as of right now, is RB numero dos behind Devon Achane, and he wasn't at practice today. His status for week one, I would imagine, is still up in the air.
That's my guy. That guy's going to have a big season.
Natural progression. They didn't have to bench Jalen Wright. Now it's just off injury. Ollie Gordon is who I wanted. I want a big guy that can bang.
All right, guys, some other local news. I know we're up against it. The Marlins did win yesterday. They beat the Bravos 2-1. They'll do it again today. Game two of that three-game series. Tomorrow's game is an early game at around 1 o'clock. That was a 62nd victory of the year for Los Marlins. Inter Miami plays Orlando City tomorrow, the Turnpike Derby, semifinal of Leagues Cup. Jordi Alba and Leo Messi did train with the squad yesterday, according to reports. That is good news. And Miami Notre Dame is this Sunday. I read this, that Notre Dame hasn't beaten the Canes in Miami since 1977. The Canes have won six straight over the Fighting Irish since that span here in South Florida.
Don't even need to go back that far, man. 2017, if you don't remember that one, start thinking about it again, because I want that feeling Sunday night.
The under. 17-13. I don't know which way, but it's going to be the under.
49.5 is the total, man. The 49.5.
Under.
Notre Dame fans found our videos with Joe Zagacki and John Michaels. They are mad in that comment section, man. They are mad. Bums.
Losing the national championship is a bum?
They didn't win it.
Okay. Bums.
Last I saw them, I don't pay much attention to Notre Dame. Last I saw them was 2017, Hard Rock Stadium. Looked like a bunch of bums to me.
Marcus Freeman just came out today on The Pivot. Check it out, YouTube.
Oh, now we see where your alliance lies.
Mario Cristobal didn't hit me back.
Your weather right now in South Florida, it is 92 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Aronde Gadsden, a very nervous Aronde Gadsden, is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
I want to ask Aronde, Crowder as well, because today is cut down day, and we know Aronde is sweating it out for his son. Probably doesn't need to be, but he is. Totally understandable. But I wonder, at what point in your career do you not start sweating cut down day, where you feel confident enough that no one is coming to talk to you? Anyway, we'll talk to Aronde here in one moment. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And 4 p.m. is the deadline where his son, Aronde II, is hoping to be part of the Los Angeles Chargers. And then there's still that secondary, you know, half hour where teams make their final cuts because someone becomes available that another team cut and they want to make a move to go get that person. So they've got to release someone who made the initial round of 53. So Aronde is anxiously awaiting about 25 minutes from now, and then another 30 minutes after that. He's with us. Hello, Aronde.
Yo, what's happening?
How are you feeling? How's your frame of mind? How is Aronde the second's frame of mind? Have you spoken with him?
I'll speak to him at 4:37 p.m. Ask him if he's going to practice tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. Are you going to practice tomorrow? If he say yeah, then that's it. If he say yeah, I love you. I'll talk to you later. If he say no, send you home. That's it. That's all I got.
I think you got to dump that, Jimmy. You can't curse, Aronde. You know better than that.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Just chopping it up with the fellas. We know how it gets. You forget.
Bro, OG is on the team.
Stop jinxing.
Nobody cuts fifth round pick. OG, nobody cuts a fifth round pick. The GM now has to say, I made a mistake a month ago. He's on the team this year. It's going to be a Gadsden on the Chargers in 2025.
All right. Well, you know, listen, a wise man once said, you know, emotions don't make the team, facts do. So, you know what I mean? So we're going to go with that for right now.
I watched little OG run a crosser and catch a touchdown a week ago. He's on the team, Saturday. Man. Stop stressing.
Yeah, you know, listen, man, I've been the best player at my position on the team, too. That didn't matter. They cut me, too. So, you know,
when do you stop sweating this day, Aronde? At what point in your career did you stop sweating the cut down day to 53?
I did never. I stressed it the whole time.
When you were one of Marino's favorite targets?
Yeah,
like
you know, because
cutdown day?
Yeah, I guess you come in with that chip on your shoulder, you live with that chip on your shoulder. It's just one of those things because everybody, you know, every year they're looking for something new that you're just never you don't have. Like I wasn't fast. So every year they bring in a faster guy. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Even though you solid and you got a niche, it's still something they're looking for. Every year they're looking for something different. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't make the, you know, Josh Allen type money, like, if you're not that guy, like how many, you know, I guess you have at least five players untouchable on your team, but you know, you never know when you're not one of those in that group. So you keep pressing to be what they want. You know what I mean? And so, I thought I'd finished this 20 years ago, but now I'm back at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm stressing. I'm on the couch watching the ceiling, the TV, the U.S. Open's on, but it ain't no sound. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, got the phone ring on high. I don't know what's going on.
OG, because, you know, my oldest is 13 now. He'd be 14 Friday. And so I don't know how this is, but what do you tell little OG? Like, do y'all talk? Do you try to put a pillow to catch the fall, or do you go with, you know, are you like confident like I am? I know little OG's about to be in the NFL next year.
I'm not confident because of my experiences. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact I was better than the guys they kept, but because of numbers and money, and they wanted to, you know, like on his team, because they running two tight ends, and keeping a fullback, you know, the fullback could be the extra tight end if they're running. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, numbers, things happen with numbers and money. You know, and so that's the difficult part. That's the difficult part. And I know it's going to be, so every team got 90, you got to cut down to, you know, 53. Now you got, so 37 times 32 teams, you're going to have like 1,200 dudes not working. That's a big deal. And like Hawk said, you know, that 30 minutes is because they cut somebody like you, but somebody got cut. That, say, the quarterback from Syracuse, Kyle McCord, love him, had a great year, was with the Eagles. Good. Boom. Started the last preseason game last week, and another team cut Sam Howell. They picked up Sam Howell and cut him. Like, it happens. You know what I'm saying? It happens. Like, you just got to, wait till it's over. And then, it's never over because you got them Tuesdays where they bring dudes in. I played with Jimmy, and that's just the feeling he gave. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. The only thing constant has changed. You come in to get some rehab. I'm getting a cold tub on Tuesday. I'm going to get some compression boot. I'm going to get the chiropractor to crack my neck, and you look out the window, and there's four receivers working out. Like, we got five. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, who they working out for? Just in case? Like, nah. I mean, we got five. Five good dudes. Me, Lamar, Tony Martin, OJ, Chris Chambers. Who they working out for? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know, you know? And so, you look at it, I'm the only one not on special teams. You know what I'm saying? So you always like, you always want to be in place. And I don't want to stress him out because his stress ain't my stress. He probably playing the game right now. He probably playing Madden with some of his friends. I ain't going to call him and be like, yo, you heard from him? Did they say something? He'd be like, dude, get off my phone.
No.
But hey, I can remember when you in that hotel room and that lady called, the secretary called and said, can you come to the office and bring your playbook? You got a one-way ticket to anywhere you want to go. Tell me when you get here. That's a terrible feeling, man. It's a terrible feeling.
OG, I wonder, I don't think we've ever asked you this since your son was drafted. Was there ever a conversation where you explained to him, hey, once that first check hits, don't go out and buy a monkey?
No. Listen, his check going to be way more than mine when his hit. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's going to – he's not that guy. I don't think he's going to do it in L.A. But, whatever he wants to get, he can get, you know what I'm saying, after September 7th. You know what I mean? So – they play on the 5th, so that'll be a good present. But I think he wants to do is, wants to get a truck, and that's it. He'll be happy.
He interested at all at what Uncle Marky's been looking at on Amazon? If that check does hit.
No, not really. I think, right. He's got...
If he calls you and says, hey, how about, I remember Uncle Hawk got me a lunch or two at Twin Peaks, Tell him to pick out a car. Actually, I got the new LL Bean catalog in the mail today, so he's looking.
Listen. I can put in a request for you, but I know you get a nice little LL Bean belt. Nice with the shiny buckle, and maybe you get some peanuts on the side or something. But I think he's just a regular cat. They 21 years old. Like, his mom's out there though. She flew out there for the game,
really?
And staying, yeah, and so they all, soon as this hits, then the object is to go get, his apartment and then go get a vehicle because he in the hotel and riding the shuttle bus. So, that's the plan. So,
I just looked up his signing bonus and first scale, first year, second year. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, a little bit more than what we made our first year.
165 ain't bad, is it? Oh, man, they can draft me 165. Goodness gracious.
Man, they could do whatever they want to do for 165. That was my whole salary. Playing for 165 back then. Like, Like just think in your mind, my first year in 1998, the rookie minimum was $275. This year, the rookie minimum was $875.
Holy no. Man, girl.
I said I looked up the 165th pick.
Right.
No, I know. I'm just telling you.
OG, I went third round, and look, OG's going to make more money than me in the fifth round.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, my first, the Dolphins, 1998. 75 was the minimum, and I thought I was balling. You know what I'm saying? Like, he making 875. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference.
Everybody's a millionaire. Goodness big gracious.
Difference. Yeah, but big think, difference. I mean, you were playing so long ago, Dom Capers was alive.
Dom Capers still is alive, Hawk.
Thank God. I was nervous there for a second.
Hey, listen, what's the coach of the Buffalo Bills? He's still alive.
Mark Levy's still alive.
He's 99 or something. Like, Mark Levy's still holding it down, man. So, yeah,
I got drunk with Marv Levy at a Super Bowl. Yeah, he had like Levy wine,
Who do the Chargers open against?
The Chiefs in Brazil.
Oh, my God. Mm. Holy man.
Yeah.
Are you going to that?
I'll let you know in 37 minutes.
OG, let me know your flight number, brother.
Yeah. So it's a Friday night at 8:00. So yes, sir, I'll be there.
Opening game, if he makes the squad, is in Brazil, national TV. Only game that'll be on that night.
Right,
wow,
right, against the Chiefs.
It's a pretty good team, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that's good news or bad news because he got blocked Chris Jones, somebody.
Hmm. Yeah, but they're going to need to put up some points just to keep up. So that ball's going to be in the air.
Jim Harbaugh did say his job is to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame. So he's not going to be running the ball.
We're all excited. Text us when you feel like we're in the safe zone. All right, it's 3:47 right now, so you're just
Got 1 hour. 1 hour. I'll text you in 1 hour. In 1 hour. In 1 hour.
All right. You're not scrolling Twitter or anything. You're just waiting.
Because I need to hear from him first. I don't want to see it on Twitter first. That's bad news. That sucks. Right. You know what I'm saying? I want to get the call first. I already know.
We're gonna let you get there on your own, man. We're not gonna bother you. We're not gonna annoy you.
Yeah. No. Listen, Channing is the supreme optimist, and I like the way he thinks, and that means a lot from a linebacker who got an intercept from Tom Brady. That's a big deal.
Bro, little OG is making the damn team.
Oh my God, you're just gonna keep doing it. You're just gonna keep jinxing.
He's three on the depth chart. I've done the research. That's my little nephew. He's on the damn team. He's starting to make
unbelievable.
$5 million over the next couple of years. Hey, OG, tell little OG, because I told him at the East West Shrine game, if he needs Uncle Chan to come over to Brazil and show him around, I'm open.
I'm gonna send you the text when I send it to him. For sure, 100%. 100%.
He needs someone to tell him what Carnival is all about. There's a good carnival on Yamato Road at the church every year here in Boca. And I've walked around that before, so I can probably give him some advice.
Some advice. I don't think the carnival in Brazil is like the carnival on Yamato Road.
You don't get a candy apple and some kettle corn.
He'll get some kettle corn, all right.
Yeah.
Text me when you feel like it's sure. A safe zone.
For sure, I will. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Thanks, good luck, OG the second. I'm sweating it out with him. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. Danny Cannell is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get you caught up on headlines. 11 minutes from now, we should know even more about who has made a roster and who has not made a roster. So we are just around the corner from that.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.